The state of Washington will not have to start discharging severely mentally ill patients starting this week. The Supreme Court Monday put a hold on the recent ruling that says it's illegal for the state to board psychiatric patients in non-psychiatric hospital beds. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says this gives the state some breathing room.
That ruling was supposed to take effect this Wednesday, but the state, along with mental health advocates, asked the Supreme Court for a 120-day stay. That would give time, theoretically, to open up 145 new psychiatric beds statewide. Governor Jay Inslee has approved $30 million in emergency funding to do this. The Supreme Court has now said it will consider the motion for a stay on September 4th. In the meantime, and this is the key part, the court's ruling will not go into effect. Now, this whole situation stems from a lawsuit that was filed on behalf of several psychiatric patients who were involuntarily committed and then held in regular hospital beds. The court said that's unlawful.
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. State officials have said they want to avoid a situation where patients who pose a threat to themselves or others are released because of a lack of psychiatric beds.